Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tuned in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Beardale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour prayer from 7 to 8, Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you at any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to portray to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of telephone at area code 850-675-6079, or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you. And I pray.
Of the book of Genesis, also be reading into the Gospels and in Luke, amen, and into the general epistle of Peter, amen, and the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, amen. Read with us this morning the Word of God, amen. In the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, begins to outline some things, and the call here is unto Abraham, or Abram as his name was at that point. Amen. Genesis 12 and 1, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Unto the land of Canaan they came. Would you pray with us? Sir, I thank you this morning. Sir, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you for the God of the Word. I thank you, sir, that you are yet the same, that you change not, that, God, you are timeless. Oh, hallelujah, that nothing, God, changes you. Oh, but that we may be changed to the truth, that we may be continually being changed into your likeness and into your grace, and, sir, into the very image and the character and the nature that is you. Sir, I beseech you this morning that we may speak for just a few moments as of the oracles of thee, and that you may establish your purpose and your will, sir, in every life, that you may encourage the discouraged, and that you may strengthen the weak, and that you may, God, lift up, God, those that are cast down, and that your will, that it may be done in every life and every heart that is here this morning, and that you, sir, may have all the glory and all of the honor, sir, because it belongs unto you. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask it that you may touch us, God, with that special unction that comes only from you for just a moment, that we may declare, sir, this passage that you have dealt with our heart, of this life that you have changed in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. I love the study of the Word of God. Is it a huge, expansive study? But it is a study about someone who is in control of things throughout the timeline of that study. Brother Joe, of course, I'm somewhere I've told some people before, I'm definitely not a Calvinist. Amen. Yes, I believe in some of the points of Calvinism. Amen. I believe that man's a fallen creature, that his very estate in life, amen, is degraded to the point that he's below an animal. Amen. He's a fallen person. Amen. What did he fall into, Brother Joe? Iniquity. Sin. Amen. Man is capable of committing any sin under the sun. Whether it's us or our children, doesn't matter who it is. Amen. We're born into that capability. Amen. I don't agree with the homosexual lot that says they were just born that way, and nothing can change that, this and that and the other. I believe they were born capable of being that. Yes. But I also know God delivers. Amen. I've always found it marvelous that they really are afraid, amen, of the truth. Because I like to read a lot of news stories, and I especially like to read things and see what people are doing. Amen. Every time I find that one of those groups has one of those coming out sessions where they testify that they've been delivered out of that lifestyle, that those folks who are still trying to live that lifestyle want to be on the walls of the building, want to disrupt all that's going on there. Why? They don't want anybody to know that you don't have to live like that. Amen. I can tell you, you can live any way that you want to live. Amen. God's never said He's going to come down and make you live right. But He did say He had prepared a place for folks who live like He ordained, and He's prepared another place for folks who won't. Amen. No prophet that I know of, amen, made Israel ever do what God said. He just came and told them, thus saith the Lord. Amen. If you don't line up with what God said and what God has ordained, then I can tell you, here's what's going to be the consequences. If you will line up, God will bless you. God will help you, and God will keep you. But if you refuse God, then you're on your own. Amen. Well, it's still the same today. Amen. If a nation rebels and rejects God, then she's on her own. Amen. What did God tell Israel, or I believe it was Judah, that God told through His prophet one time? He didn't say He's going to do anything to him. He said simply these words. He said, I will pull my hand back. That's what. And then He said, what did He say? We shall see. God already knew. Amen. They're the one that's going to find out. We shall see what your end shall be. Amen. And it was not pleasant. Believe you me, it was a horrible end. Amen. And it will be to the next generation or the next nation that does the same thing. Amen. We know what God will do because we look at what He has done. Amen. And I want to just for a while look, and in Christmas time, I usually preach a message, Christmas, the bruising of the serpent's head, and go back to Genesis and read in chapter 3 where God prophesied right in the devil's face. Amen, that He's going to cause woman to bear, and by the seed of woman, and that there is going to come a Redeemer. Amen, that's going to redeem man from his sins. Amen, going to change him. Amen, there is no other way, by the way. There's no government program. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of prestige or power. There's no amount of a number of psychologists to change one sinner, amen, to a saint. No, indeed, there's not. But there is one whose name is Jesus. Amen, that the Word of God prophesies of Him and says, thou shalt call His name Jesus. Amen. For He shall save His people from their sin. Amen. And so we know that prophecy is in the third chapter of Genesis that God's going to bring forth His Son. Amen. But I want to, in order for that to happen, there's a lot of other things that God's going to work through the ages. Oh, I marvel at the working of God. I can tell you, man, he can work on some little small scale. Amen. But God can work not only, amen, on a small scale. He can work on a large scale. And he can work across the ages. Amen. Bringing about his divine plan and his divine will. Amen. I preached one message years ago and God gave it to me on the mark of Christ. Amen. God ordained, amen, he ordained a circumcision in the Jewish, amen. It was an outward type of an inward work that God's doing. Amen. It was a signification of sanctification and delivering man from an evil, from his evil, amen, fallen nature. Amen. 1,875 years, amen, before Christ was born. Amen. God instituted that mark. Amen. Told the children of Israel that everyone that comes into your camp with the mail, amen, they will simply follow the law. Pardon me, I'm knocking my mic loose. If they'll follow the law, amen, do what I said, amen, they can sit at that Passover table and eat thereof. Amen to God. God's got no respect to person. He never has. Amen. I said, God's got no respect to person. Amen. Age, generation, sex, male, female, born to free, whatever they are. Listen. Amen. They're willing to obey, willing to do what I said. They can sit at the Passover table. That means they can receive of the salvation of God. Passover is a type of salvation. It's an Old Testament type. Those who ate the Passover lamb, who stayed under the blood, death did not come to their house. Amen. Oh, thank God there's power over spiritual death. Amen. I said there's power over death this morning. Amen. So God's a working things. And so, you know, we find several great men. We find Enoch and amen. And we find Abel in the early man. But Abel has not helped anyone. He simply has offered and done what was right by his own self. Noah has a purpose in that. Amen. He walks with God. And he's a living legend and a testimony. Amen. But he hasn't had that great effect. And we find Noah. Amen. Noah's got a purpose. His purpose is that, amen, he's going to obey God and bridge the lifespan of man across that, amen, across that flood. Amen. I'm telling you, and bring man on into that era that is beyond the flood. Amen. Why? God's sustaining that seed. Amen. I said, God sustaining the seed of man. Amen. God, the seed of that woman. Amen. Like you said in the book of Genesis, God's making sure everything's all working. Amen. Across it, you and I can promise, but we can't tell you we'll be here tomorrow to take care of one thing, but God can say thus and though. And if I can tell you, He'll be there and He'll oversee His Word. Woo! I can tell you something this morning. I'd rather have God on my side than anybody that I know. Amen. Because tomorrow, I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I can tell you what God does. I will also tell you something else. No matter what tomorrow brings, God will be the master of tomorrow just as sure as He is the master of today. Amen. So if God got the promises of God, amen, listen, I got the promises of God. Hello. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to hold on to the promises of God. Walk with God. Amen. And tomorrow I am assured in my heart that if I'm in this world, amen, indeed the God that I serve is going to be right there. Amen. And He's going to be well able to take care of the situation. We look at history. Amen. We look down through the ages and from what we consider the beginning and the time of Adam. Amen. We find that there has come over 2,000 years has come and went, and here's a man whose name is Abraham. Yes, the promise is not set yet, but God's working on it. God doesn't find Abraham as a righteous man. Doesn't find him as a holy man. He finds him as an idolater down in Ur of the Chaldees, where God finds you and I at. Amen. Listen, my first, this is just the first in a series I hope to preach by the help of the Lord. Abraham is considered the father of faith. Amen. That simply means he's the first, amen, in that pattern that God is setting in order. Amen. He's believing God. God, where'd God find him? He found him in sin. He found him in, amen, in a total decadence. Amen. He found him in a horrible estate, just like he found you and I. Amen. If God couldn't deliver Abraham, then He couldn't deliver us. I think I'll say that again. If God couldn't deliver Abraham, then He couldn't deliver us. Amen. But He delivered Abraham. We have an account. Was Abraham perfect? No, neither are you and I. I don't nobody get their halo hurt because I said that. Amen. He's not a perfect man nowhere. I can tell you we ought to be striving for, but there is not a perfect one outside of him who has nail scars in his hands and his feet and a side that's been pierced. Hello? Amen. He's the perfect one. He is totally without sin. Amen. And he was born, by the way, without a sin nature. That's why Brother Joe gets off of even the charismatics doctrine. Because their doctrine says that Christ was a man just like you and I. Amen. He was not. He had a body like you and I, but he's not a man like we are. He had no sin nature. Adam was not his father. Amen. Jehovah. Amen. He is the Son of the living God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That's Peter understood that. I can tell you that's a marker. No man can say that Christ, amen, is God except that he do it by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God must enlighten him. Amen. Most every false religion that tries to parallel itself with Christianity in some measure, form, or mean to itself, if you look in their doctrine far enough, you will find where they deviate. The Jehovah's Witnesses, amen, says he's diverse creation of God. No, he's the amen, he's the begotten of the Father, hello. Amen, he's the only begotten Son of God. Amen, he's born of a virgin. Amen, laid in a manger, amen. Well, we done got a long way ahead of Abraham, 1800 and some odd years. Let me hurry back. Amen, God says to Abraham, get thee out of thy country. Well, Brother Joe, he's talking to a total stranger. Amen, by faith. Faith, I have to believe what God said. Abraham is going to be told some things. And then Brother Joe, just go ahead and we're going to look at it in a few minutes. He's not going to be told anything that you and I are not. Hello? God's not going to... Hey, God's got one salvation plan. I know we got a whole lot of subdivision in the church today. Amen. We got youth teaching the youth, which the Bible is expressly against. Amen. We divide the church in age lines. We divide the church in all kind of lines that ought not to be divided. That church ought to be one unit body. Amen. Understand something. If we go to putting division in things, and that's why I told you, I believe maybe Wednesday night I got a book about that thick, shows all the denominations that are in the world. Amen. Those denominations are not the acts of God. It's the acts of men. There's only one Christianity. No matter how many flavors folks may want to make, there's only one. Amen. We can say what we want to. Amen. God didn't come. Jesus didn't come and institute. Amen. Denominations. Men wrote about denominations. Amen. And I believe in organization in the church. God did. Amen. Lay us out organization in the church. Amen. But when we build things to divide, we begin to tear down. Listen, here it comes to Abraham. Get thee out of thy country. Get out of that word country can be translated as land. Get out of your land. If I'm going to get saved, I'm going to have to get out of my land. I'll say that again. If I'm going to live for God, I'm going to have to get out of my land. Hello? I'm going to have to get off of my ways, my terms. Uh-oh. By the way, that gets repeated several times in the New Testament. I'm going to show you in a minute it gets repeated. Amen. Come out of thy land. Get out of the out of thy country. Get up and get out of this. You know what happens to a lot of folks who don't stay saved? Amen. And won't stay with God because they're not willing to get out of their land. They're not willing to get away from their kindred. Amen. I can tell you, even in the church, a lot of folks' kindreds are on worst nightmare. Amen. Because they got some folks who go to church and all that they live for, amen, is to start trouble. Amen. And cause the confusion, the decision, and they want company to go along with them. So the best thing one can do is get away from thy kindred. If I'm going to walk with God, I'm not going to walk with Him while I walk with flesh. You understand that? I'm going to walk with God as God has ordained. And God said, I can't walk in the flesh and walk with God. I got to walk in the Spirit. I got to walk with them. Amen. I can hit you. Amen. The old Bible says, amen. Maybe it's the old saying. It says, two birds of a feather, they'll flock together. How can any two walk together except they what? Be agreed. Jesus says, marvel not that the world hates you. Hated me before it hated you. Why does it hate you? Because you're not theirs. If you're His, hello? If you love God, love what God loves. Amen. If you love righteousness and, amen, holiness and purity, amen, that world's not going to have a whole lot of love for you. Especially when, amen, you're willing to try to, amen, shine a little light on some of their impurity. So here's Abram as he was, and God finds him lost and undone in early counties. I'm telling you, God's got to get a man in the earth. God's got to get His man. Amen. Why? He said, by the seed of woman. But God's not going to bring forth that child just anyway. He's going to bring her, going to bring him forth in the pattern and the order that He has set forth. And God's going to get His man in the earth. And God found Abram. Woo! Amen. Lord, you may go, yeah, it's a process. I'm going to tell you, God. Amen. You read through the life of Abraham, and you begin to find the ups and the downs, and suddenly, all of a sudden, we remind, if we are honest and truthful, it reminds us of, that sounds like a little bit, my experience. Hello? I know, nobody blind me out there. Amen. Yes. Amen. I can tell you what, God had to teach Abraham. Abram had to have some learning. Abram had to have some discipline. Amen. Abram had some ups and some downs. Hello? But I can tell you what Abram did. Abram did make a commitment, even though we're going to find it when we look in Scripture here that his commitment was not what it should have been in the order, the magnitude that it should have been to start with. But God's going to work on that. Hello? Let me hurry. Get out of thy country and from thy kindred. Amen. I can tell you what, we better be ready to turn loose of everything down here that will hinder us. Amen. Listen to what it said in Luke 14:26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. Says pretty much the same thing God said to Abraham 1,800 and some odd years earlier. God's still saying the same thing when He arrives in the New Testament. Amen. Jesus is saying exactly what He told Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, God hasn't changed. Amen. Man changes, but God doesn't. Amen. And God still says, if we're going to be His, if we're going to have a part, if we're going to have an inheritance, amen, then we're going to have to separate ourselves. Amen. The whole title of the church comes from the Greek word ecclesia. Amen. Which means called out or separated out. He ain't coming after no whorish church. He ain't coming after no mixture, which He says He hates. He's coming after a people that have loved not their life unto the death, and they have lost their oaths wide in the blood of the Lamb. You see, I can't love. Amen. Hallelujah. Will thou commit to follow me, even as my servant Abraham did, saith the Lord? Yea, though he made mistakes, though his heart was set to do my will, through faults and failures, yet did I not strengthen him through those, saith the Lord. And will I not strengthen thee? Will I not be patient, even as I was with him? Shall I not be patient with thee, saith the Lord? Behold, I will knock at thy heart's door. Behold, wilt thou not honor me by obeying? Wilt thou not respond? Will you not walk with me? Will you not count the cost, saith the Lord? And will you not turn your back on everything that you may obtain that which I have to offer thee, saith the Lord? Hallelujah. I got to hurry this morning. I got a long way to go and a very short time to get there. Listen, 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. Notice with me, chosen, he said a peculiar. The word peculiar means, amen, it means distinct. A distinct people. Amen. Yes, Christianity, by the way, amen, is not what a lot of folks want it to be today. Amen. It is not, amen, that which brings everything together, but it's that which will separate. Amen. You know, a lot of people want a Christianity that's all, it's not inclusive, but it's exclusive. Hello? There's the word I'm looking for. Christianity excludes everything outside of Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. Sounds quite exclusive to Brother Joe. Amen. Does it say there's a halfway point there somewhere in the middle that God says is negotiable or no man's land? No, sir. It's either, amen, in or out. Amen. Up or down, black or white. Whichever. Amen. And it's our choice. I will listen to what he says. Now listen to what he says. Out of thy kindred and from thy father's house. Our dependency is not on this world. Peter says, you haven't received this from vain traditions of your fathers. In other words, this ain't no religion that you can just follow in some footsteps and be handed down some kind of patterns of men. Amen. You can't get it from the Pharisees. You can't get it from the Sadducees. Amen. You can't get it from anybody else. You can't get it from the Hare Krishnas. You can't get it from the Muslims. Amen. You can't get it from the Buddhists. Amen. You can only have it from God. Amen. No wonder folks don't like it. Amen. They can't control. They can't manipulate. They can't threaten. Amen. I don't care who a person is. If they don't meet the conditions of God, they can't be a part of the kingdom. And they cannot have a part of the eternal promises that God has given His children. Amen. Woo! Ain't nobody going to buy their way into heaven. Ain't nobody going to threaten their way in. Ain't nobody going to con their way in. I'm telling you, Jacob, we're going to study Jacob down the line. Jacob con artist ways, caught up with him. And there come a time when Jacob had to depart from being a con man. You know what? Hey, man, we still got a lot of folks in the church still con men. They still buy their little hookers and crookers and deceits and whatever, trying to worm their way through and build their prestige amongst a bunch of men, amen, that have not discerned who they are. Amen. But I can tell you the time will come when they will realize they must depart from that and find their way with Christ and Christ alone. Amen. Better hurry on. Amen. You're just meddling this morning, Brother Joe, just preaching. The term Abram means exalted father.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. Preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email and tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Young.